Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God you are. What an awesome God you are. What a mighty God you are. Oh, God, we give you honor and praise and thanksgiving this morning because you are almighty. Nothing is impossible to you. And, Lord, bless and keep us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Make your face to shine upon us, O God, and be gracious unto us, your children. Lift up your countenance, O God, and give us peace, O God. Make us as Ephraim and Manasseh, Lord God. Let us be satisfied, O God, with your favor, O God, and filled with your blessing. What a great God you are. O God, we are loaded up with your benefits today, and we receive them, O God. Give us revelation, and let us be blessed, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that we are the seed of Abraham through Christ Jesus, and we receive the blessings of Abraham. Lord, in blessing us, O God, and in multiplying us as the stars of heaven and as the sand of the seashore, O God, in the name of Jesus, let your showers of blessing be upon us and our families, O God. In the name of Jesus, turn every curse in our way into a blessing, O God. Let your blessing make us rich in the name of Jesus. Let all nations call us blessed in the name of Jesus. Let all generations call us blessed in the name of Jesus. We are your sons, sons and daughters of the blessed in the name of Jesus. We live in the kingdom of the blessed. We live right now in the kingdom of the blessed. Oh, God, I thank you that our sins are forgiven. In the name of Jesus, and we are blessed. Lord, you load us up daily with benefits in the name of Jesus. Choose. Thank you, Father God. We choose you this day to serve. We are chosen by you, and we are blessed by you. Our seed, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, even those to be born are blessed. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let us inherit the land, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are part of a holy nation, and we are blessed beyond measure, oh God. Lord, bless our latter in the name of Jesus. Bless our latter end in the name of Jesus even more than the beginning. Lord, let your presence bless our lives and our children and our grandchildren and our seed in the name of Jesus. So, Father, this morning we give you honor, praise, and thanksgiving because you are almighty. You are the God who loves us. You are the God who care about us. Oh, God, so much so that you sent Jesus to die for us. So we are grateful to you, O Most High. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. We bow down. We humbly bow down to praise you this morning. Have your way on Bible Story Land. In the name of Jesus. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Bible Story Land. Today is Senior Citizens Day, and we are magnifying the Lord. We have with us Karen Itell from Houston, Texas this morning. She's going to play a song of praise unto the Lord. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Karen. You may have her phone muted. Karen, your phone muted? Karen, are you there? She's coming on in just a minute. So, Father, we continually bless you and honor you, Karen. We can't hear you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving for what you've done and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We thank you this morning that you are a holy God, a righteous God, no God great like you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you this morning. Minister Thurman, can you hear me, Tutson?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay, Karen, are you there? We must have lost her, but she'll be back.
Hallelujah.
Father, we're thanking you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We praise you this morning. We give you glory, 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 glory and honor to your name. Glory and honor. We praise you this morning. Glory and honor to your holy name.
Said in his word
that we have to be grateful. He wants us to come with grateful hearts before him. So we are grateful this morning that the Most High God knows our name. He knows everything concerning us. He is great and mighty. He's most powerful. Nothing is impossible to him. So as we honor the Lord this morning on Bible Storyland, we're giving him much grace, much praise, much honor. Isaiah 43:18-20 says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I will give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen." So I thank God. This people I have formed for myself, they will declare my praise. So I thank God this morning. Oh, God, he's making a way for us, making a way where there's seemingly no way. And, you know, we are grateful this morning, with grateful heart. Deuteronomy 8:10 says, "When thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good of the land which he has given us." So he has given us great things, especially in America. We should be praising God morning, noon, and night. We should be honoring him every day without failure because he's blessed us with good things. He gives us the good of the land. Many people don't even have good land, but God has given us the good of the land. So we are thankful this morning for everything that God is doing, everything that he's done already. We give him praise. We give him thanks. Because you know what? We serve the Almighty. He is good to us. The Lord said, forget what happened long time ago. Don't even think about the past. He's creating something new for us. There it is right there. Do you see it? I will provide water in the desert, streams in thirsty hands for my chosen people. So God is doing great things, new things. And we honor him, and we are grateful to him. We are grateful that the Most High God knew our name. He, you know, when we were on our sick bed, he raised us up. Yes, he did. Every time we were ill, he raised us up out of our sick bed. He knows what he's doing now. He has not forgotten what he promised you. He is not a man that he should lie. His promises are yea and amen. So don't you worry about a thing. He shall come through for you. Whatever he promised you, it shall come forth. You have heard, see all this, and will you not declare it? I have made you hear new things from this time, even hidden things, and you did not know them. They are created now, and not from the beginning. And before this day, you have heard them. Lest you say, of course, I knew them. Surely you did not hear. Surely you did not know. Surely from long ago, your ear was not open. But I thank God that now our ears are open unto him. And we can hear the words of the Lord clear. You have heard. Look at all this, and you will not declare it. I proclaim to you new things from this time, even hidden things, which you have not known. The Lord is good and plenteous in mercy, and he gives grace to the humble. This is 2018. Hebrews, the Hebrew word for 18 is chaya, means life. So 2018 means life in Hebrew. Our God, our Father, our King has given us abundant life. So let's give him thanks for all that he's done. Because he's done great things for us. Oh, yeah, we come to lift up the name of Jesus this morning. We lift his name on high. In a few minutes, Karen is going to play another song of praise. We have with us Jackie Travis. We're going to pray for Jackie this morning. She's a faithful servant of the Most High God. She's on every time we're on. But this morning, she's on her bed of affliction. But I thank you that Lord said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he will deliver us out of them all. He said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are raising Jackie up. Bathe her throat, heal her throat. Any symptoms of flu, we cast you out. You are not allowed to inhabit any of our bodies. In the name of Jesus, sickness, you got to go. You cannot stay. Illness, you can't go. Affliction, you can't stay. Sickness, you can't stay. All that. Yes, we reach out to touch the hem of the almighty garment, and we heal by the stripes of Jesus. So, Father, we're thanking you for healing any kind of congestion in the chest area of Jackie Travis, your daughter. And we are thanking you for her healing this morning. We bless and honor you right now because you are the King of glory. Come in, come in, come in. Let's continually give him thanks. Let's continually give him praise and honor. He is the Most High God. He knows what he's doing. He never made a mistake. So Mother Fanny is going to sing a song of praise in just a minute. And then after that, Karen is going to play a song of praise. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing good. Thanks to good Lord. I'm still alive.
Amen. Mother Fanny's in Daytona Beach, Florida. A little bit warmer place than Jacksonville, but it's still chilly down there.
Oh, yes.
What are you going to sing this morning, Mother?
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh, you saved my soul. Yes, you did. You saved my soul. You saved my soul. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Good morning, Jesus Christ. Good morning. What a mighty God you are. I thank you for life. I thank you for strength. I thank you for being in the number one more time because you didn't have to do it. And Lord, you're doing it all the time for me and others. Father, I thank you for everybody, Lord. I pray, God, you bring all of us together in one body, Lord Jesus. We need to come to be. Every day I'm alive. We need to give you our heart, give you our mind, give it everything we got. We don't need to hold back on our Lord. He died on the cross to save me. He died to save us all, Lord. God, you died. You didn't have to die, but you did it because you love us so much. And we thank you. We give you all the praise and the glory. Bless your people all over this world. Draw people to you. Have mercy on us all. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our wrongdoing. Forgive us the things we do and we don't understand what we're doing. But God, you know it all because you sit high and you look so low. You got all powers in your hand. You rule and you super rule the whole world. And we need to know it. We need to believe it. We need to receive it. We need to do what our Lord Savior Jesus Christ do. He's the only one going to take us through. And God, I truly thank you, and I love you with all my heart and mind and soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Fanny.
Yes,
I love that song. I appreciate it, and thank you for the prayer.
Yes, Mother.
All right. Karen Itell is going to play another song of praise.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to do, because he lives,
Amen.
I truly love the Lord. Thank you for this opportunity that he has extended to me through you to bring a word of comfort today. For today is Seniors Day. You know what? Guess what, sis?
What?
I, too, have become a senior. I've turned 62.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And truly, that is a blessing, truly a blessing from the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I want to bring I want to come this morning from the book of Ruth. And, you know, the book of Ruth is a beautiful story of love, loyalty, and redemption. It tells the story of salvation of Ruth, the Moabitess, through her relationship with her mother-in-law, Naomi. Now, Ruth learned about the living God, and because his devoted follower, abandoning her family and her homeland, she demonstrated both her love for her widowed mother-in-law and her faith in Israel's God. But I don't want to talk about Ruth. I want to pick out a few little excerpts, and we're going to focus this morning on Naomi. See, Ruth would have never known about the God of Israel had it not been for Naomi and the example that Naomi. Yes, darling. Thank you. And I'm blessed this morning. I have my granddaughter with me. So
I hear. How old is she?
She's 4.
I hear. And she's busy. That's good.
She's a little excited, and I tell God, thank you for the privilege. And, you know, and that goes
Amen.
Back to about talking about Naomi, because, see, Naomi was an example of what a good senior, a good mother-in-law, a good elder was like. Scenes in the Bible are referred to as elders. And to put it mildly, elders are meant to be our example. You have elders in the home, in the community, and in the church. Therefore, seniors as elders should be synonymous with righteousness because we're the example. Sometimes we're the closest thing that people see or experience of the Lord. And therefore, it's important that we live our life in such a way that it brings glory and honor and praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, long ago, and the Bible says in the book of Ruth, and I'm going to read a little bit for you from the Good News Translation. And it goes on in that first chapter. It talks about long ago in the days before Israel had a king, there was a famine in the land. So a man named Elimelech, who belonged to the clan of Ephrath, who lived in Bethlehem in Judea, went with his wife Naomi and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, to live for a while in the country of Moab. While they were living there, Elimelech died, and Naomi was left alone with her two sons, who married Moabitess girls, Orpah and Ruth. About 10 years later, Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left all alone without a husband or sons. But we know, as true believers of God, that she was not alone because her faith was in her God. And our God promised us that he would never leave us nor forsake us, that he would always be that ever-present help. You see, back in Naomi's time, they didn't have 401ks. They didn't have Social Security. All they had was the Lord our God, and their faith and hope was truly in him, pretty much as it should be today. But we should not be trusting in riches, not the things of this world. Our faith and hope should be in the Lord our God, who is our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And he continues to make ways out of no ways for each and every one of us. And that, and you see, I love what David said in Psalm 37, that 25th verse. He said, I once was young, and now I'm old. But I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And as elders, being a senior, people should see us as true believers, walking righteous and upright before them, being that example to the world. We have a responsibility as seniors, as elders, to pray for our families, to pray for our loved ones, to pray for our community, those that are in leadership, those that are running and ruling this world. You know, a lot of time I hear people complaining about President Trump. But I say, instead of complaining about him, we should be praying for him and those that are around him that are ruling and governing this country. But that is our responsibility as men and women of God. We have been charged to pray. And as elders, as seniors, we have a greater responsibility because we know that God that we serve has requirements. And those requirements that we are to be that example, to be the forerunner, to be leaders and not followers, to set the tone, to set the pace, to intercede through prayer, to help lift up and not tear down, to build up and not destroy. We should be that example to this world. We should be leading and guiding our children and our families through prayer. All too often, our world seems like it's falling apart, but it's not falling apart. We've just become negligent in our responsibilities to our Lord and God. When we understand the value and the power of prayer, we'll understand by and by how powerful a tool the Lord has given us through prayer. And by being the righteousness of God, being that example, living our lives in such a way that it pleases and honors God, those that are around us will begin to imitate us. They'll begin to live and trust God because they see how God moves and works in our lives.
Yes.
God is a good God. He
yes.
promised us he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. The Bible says, the Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. We have a God that has promised us eternity with him. See, we know what life is all about. We know that there is yet still hope, even when things seem hopeless, because our trust is in him. So David said in Psalm 37, that 34th verse, he says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passes away, and lo, he was not. And yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus promised us that he would be our shalom, our peace. We have peace in God. We have the love of God dwelling in our hearts. For those that are trusting and depending on him, he is not only does he require us to live this life, he made it possible for us by the indwelling of his Holy Spirit. And when we learn how to follow God and trust God, we never have to turn away from him because he'll lead us and guide us as we follow his Holy Spirit. Do you love the Lord today? Are you trusting him today? Put your faith in him. Trust him. Follow him. Be that example to this world. Lead this world in prayer. One thing I like about Sister God, I tell you, now that's a praying woman. She prays. She knows the power that's within. She knows the power and the substance of prayer, how it brings us the victory in Christ Jesus. So I'm saying to you today, trust God, believe God, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, run your race knowing that he's more than able to deliver you. He's more than able to make a way out of no way. It's not about our circumstances, not about our situation. It's about trusting and believing in him, for he is the way. He's the way maker. If you love the Lord today, tell him thank you. If you love the Lord today, shout hallelujah. Because one thing I know and two things is for certain, he is worthy of all our praise. Because he and he alone is the way maker. He's the one that opens door that no man can shut. But he's also the one that can shut a door that no man can open. If you know this God today, trust him. If you know this God today, continue to put your faith in him, continue to lean on him, and trust not in this flesh, but trust in the Lord, for he will see you through. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile upon you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Tutson. What an awesome word that was. You started out with the story of Ruth, but how Naomi, the senior citizen, how her faith and trust in God drew a Moabite woman, Naomi, Ruth, how as senior citizens we should be drawing those around us with the example that we live, because we live because we live. We can see tomorrow. It's because of the Lord Jesus Christ and because of the sacrifice that he made on Calvary's cross. And so I appreciate that word that Minister Tutson gave. He said, you know, as senior citizens, we should be leaders. We should be praying for the body of Christ. We got to shut the TVs down. I remember when I lived downtown Jacksonville in the senior citizens building, they were always playing cards, playing games, but I didn't see much bending the knee. I didn't hear much prayer. But we, as senior citizens, we got to get into the prayer closet. We got to pray and ask the Lord. You know, there's so many murders out here in every city, every state, throughout the nation. We hear about the murders. But we, as senior citizens of the Lord, we can pray and say, Father, we come to stand in the gap. Stop the murder. Stop the crime. Stop the violence, especially of our children. We can pray, and God will hear our prayers. He hears the prayers of the righteous, and he answers them. So I thank God for that great word that Minister Tutson gave, that word ministered to me. You know, as senior citizens and our responsibility, you know, we got to lay our lives down. It's not about us. It's not what we want. We want this and we want that. And, you know, sometimes we're into love of our lives. We're into search for tomorrow, whatever those stories are. We're into all of these game shows. But sometimes we got to shut everything down and just run into the presence of the Lord and say, Lord, look at our nation. Look at the way our nation's going. Lord, we come to intervene for our nation. Lord, we come to intervene for our president. We come to intervene for the House of Representatives. We come to intervene for the mayors of our city. We got to pray. It's praying time. It's not time to sit down and relax. As soldiers, we got to put on our whole armor and pray. Well, we have Miss Ludell on with us this morning. I thank God she's a praying woman from Applin, Georgia. She called me last night, and she said she called to pray for me. I thank God. I needed prayer just at the time when she called. So the Lord knows he led her to pray for me. So Miss Ludell is on with us this morning. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise God.
Praise God.
You going to sing this morning?
Yes, ma'am. It's an old familiar song, Let the Light Shine on Me. And you said, and the minister said also, we all need to pray and ask God to let that light shine on us. Because it's not the light, Georgia Bible, where we get here, but it's the light of love, hope, peace, and most of all, forgiveness. So I'm going to say that. Let the light shine on me, oh Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me, oh Lord, shine on me, oh Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse, oh yeah, shine on me. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know, where if I withdraw, light shine, oh yes, on me, will shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse, oh yes, shine on me. Well, I heard the voice of Jesus say, come on to me and rest, lie down, thy weary one, oh yes, lie down, thy head upon my breast. Let your light shine, oh yes, on me, well, shine, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse, oh yes, shine on me. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We need that light on us. Jesus is the light.
Amen.
Yes, he is the light. So we need his light shining on us. Now, you know,
amen.
Like you said, it's not Georgia Power and Light.
No.
It's not JEA.
No,
or whatever
state
is that brings the electricity into our homes.
No.
But this is the eternal light. That
eternal
light that
light.
Never
That's
goes
right.
out. That light
yes.
that shows us the way
mm-hmm. the
to salvation.
The light.
That shows us the way
mm-hmm.
to keep saved, to keep us
mm-hmm.
saved.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one true and living Father
mm-hmm.
that leads us in the path of righteousness on a
mm-hmm.
daily basis. All we got to do is say, Abba, Father.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thank God this morning. You know, salvation is a wonderful gift.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't have to offer us salvation. He could have mm-hmm. killed Adam and Eve when they sinned.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, no, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
give you consequences, but you shall live.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when we sin, there are consequences. Just like Adam and Eve sinned, and there were consequences. They got thrown
mm-hmm.
out the garden.
Mm-hmm.
But today, we have consequences as well. We get curses instead of blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And we want blessings.
Yes.
We need blessings. I don't know about
mm-hmm.
you, but I need those benefits
need
that God loads me up with every day. And I need to be blessed. I need
mm-hmm.
more grace, more favor from
mm-hmm.
the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, salvation is that gift that he
mm-hmm.
gives us. And
mm-hmm.
some people are blinded. When you say you need to be saved, they go like, oh, no, I don't need to be saved. I ain't ready yet. Tomorrow
mm-hmm.
is not promised. Tomorrow is not promised.
No way.
Some people think, oh, yeah, I got more time because you're young. Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got more time. I'm just 40. I got more time. I'm just 30. Oh, no.
No.
I don't know
no,
if you
no,
look at
no.
the news, but murder is coming for all ages. So we got to talk to our family members about being saved. Talk to people in our neighborhood about salvation because
mm-hmm.
the Lord is coming. He's coming
yes,
soon.
He is.
And then once they get saved, we got to say, now look here. You can't
mm-hmm.
straddle the fence. You can't put 1 foot over here in the devil's camp and 1 foot over in the Lord's way. No.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it. Can't do it. We got to be faithful unto death.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't backslide. We can't get mud on us. We got to stay faithful to the Lord. We
got
to stay holy and righteous unto our Father. He knows.
And you got,
ma'am.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. It's okay. Go ahead.
You've got to have, excuse me, got to have that close relationship with God. Not what mama said and daddy said, but that close relationship for yourself. That's what it's all about. that relationship that you have, not me. I got to try to have mine, and you got to get yours, too. Okay, then, go ahead.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that. Just jump right in. I appreciate that so much. We do. We got to have that relationship with Father God, no matter what age. We're praying for the babies, claiming them for the kingdom of God, the little ones, like Minister Tuscan's granddaughter. You know, the Bible says, you know, the young shall be taught of him at an early age, and great shall be their peace. Many children don't have peace. They don't have peace at home. You know, it look like turmoil follow them everywhere they go. Crime follow. All kind of evil follow them. So we got to pray for the children to be saved at an early age so they can have great peace in their lives.
Yes.
Well, I thank God, you know, for what he's doing for all ages. All ages. All ages. He's no respecter person.
No, he's not.
Well, I thank God for the Lord this morning for what he's doing. It's testimony time. Anybody have a testimony? Well, I have a testimony. Oh, go ahead, Miss Ludell.
This is Ludell. I was just, most of my testimony is to just thank God for my life and thank God for how he brought me 95 years and 10 months right now. That's where I'm standing. I've had some ups and I had some downs. But through it all, God still was by my side because he say he will not leave us or forsake us, and that's good news. I just want to thank him for letting me see not only 2017, but from 2022 up into the beginning of 2018. So I'm just praying for others, as you, somebody, my minister say, praying for the others, and you say as well as yourself. Because when you serve God, you serve man. That means you serve me when you serve God. Because, see, God got everything. He don't need nothing we got. But when we serve humanity, we serving him. And that's the main thing that we should do, be serving humanity in order that we'll really be serving him. I just want to say that. I just got so much I could say, but that's okay. Time is pressing, so I just want to give somebody else a chance, too.
All right. Thank you for that precious, precious testimony, Ms. Ludell. Next month, February 10th, she'll be 96. Woo! Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yeah.
Testimony time. Anybody else got a testimony? Well, I have one. I was in Grassroots, the health food store, a few weeks ago. Somebody said the road was easy. And I met this woman that I've been knowing for a long time, but I just had not seen her. And we were talking, and she said, are you Sister G? And I said, yes. So she said, I recognize her when she asked me that. And I thank the Lord for this day because I said, oh, my God, I hadn't seen her in such a long time. So I was telling her that I wrote a book. And she said, oh, my, I'm so proud of you. And we talked for a few minutes. And then she went on getting her groceries and things. She came back and she put a $50 bill in my hand. I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, God, you know, he give you so much, so much, so much. So I thank the Lord, you know, for what he does. He's doing great, great in all of us. So I'm most appreciative. I am most appreciative because he does great things for his children. And, you know, I remember my Aunt Mildred used to sing this song a long time ago. James Cleveland used to sing it. Nobody said the road would be easy.
That's right.
James Cleveland, nobody said the road would be easy. And he used to sing this song. My aunt used to sing this song. And I understood what Miss Ludell was saying. Because, you know, trials come. As we grow older, trials do come. I'm going to play a little bit of this song. Yes, that's my testimony, too.
Testimony right quick. I want to say God bless America because he is our America, our country's turning back around. Amen.
Okay. I'd like to pray for families that they have funeralized a member of their family today, just about 4 or 5 miles away from each other. 4 families funeral. I know well, and just ask prayer for those families, please.
Okay. I'm sorry, Karen, did you say you were going to play a song?
No, I was not. I can. I have one in mind if you want me to.
No, no, no. What did you say? Give me your testimony again. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
I said we need to pray for Abby. I want to just say that God bless our country because it's becoming a godly country again.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So pray for America to become a godly country again, okay. Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Any more prayer requests? All right. I'll be praying for Jackie Travis and her family and Pastor Donna. All right, Minister Dutch, can you help me pray this morning?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins. And if you could come right behind me and pray for Jackie Travis. Her daughter was in a car wreck a few weeks ago. So pray for her daughter's complete healing. Pray for Jackie's husband and her 2 daughters and her ministry with the senior citizens. She is a caretaker for many senior citizens, and they love Jackie. Oh, they request her. So I thank God for that. I'm going to pray for Pastor Donna. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your servant who's away right now, Lord God, attending funerals and going about your business. You said to whom much is given, much is required. And, Lord, much is required of Pastor Donna and her husband, Lord God, who are in the ministry of help. And so, Father, this morning, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless her as she travel, as they travel to and from, that you will keep them safe under the shadow of your almighty wings. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that you are doing for Pastor Donna. Oh, God, many times they're traveling on snowy highways where it's snowing and sleeting and hail. Lord, I thank you for protecting them regardless of the weather, Lord God. Let no accidents be around them or them have accidents, oh, God. We bind up accidents, incidents, mishaps, mechanical breakdowns. We decree and declare, Lord God, that they are in a safe place in you. We thank you, Lord God, as they go to console the bereaved families, Lord, that all is well. We pray consolation upon every family, Lord, every family that lost a family member. And so, Father, we thank you for keeping them safe, protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. We ask you to bless Pastor Donna and her family, Lord, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. We give you praise, thanksgiving, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Our God and our Father, we come before your holy and divine presence once again, lifting up the glorious name of Jesus. For Lord, you said if you be lifted up, that you'll draw all men unto you. For Lord, seeing your great revival in this nation of ours, Lord God, begin to draw the lost, Lord God, unto the great ark of safety in the glorious name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we humbly ask of thee, Lord God, for Lord, that thou will release a divine and supernatural healing in Sister Donna's daughter, Lord, that was in an accident. Lord, we know you know everything about it. So, Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, by the multitude of thy mercy and by thy amazing grace, that thou will send a supernatural and divine healing in her body. Lord, restore her a hundredfold, Lord God, because we know you're able and we know you can. And we're asking you, Lord God, to continue blessing her, her family, all those, Lord God, that are near and dear to her heart. Lord, and more importantly, Lord God, I'm asking you, Jesus, to bless her ministry that you have entrusted unto her, Lord God, the ministry of helps, Lord God. Lord, continue to use her boldly, continue to use her mightily, and let her continue to spread the love of God, which exceeds all understanding. Lord God, and when she enter into the room, Lord God, let your anointing flow, Lord God. Touch the hearts and the minds of all that are in the midst, bringing comfort, Lord God, bringing relief, bringing joy. The joy of thy salvation. Oh, God of our salvation, we tell you thank you right now, dear Lord God Jesus. And we're asking you right now, Lord God, continue to bless us together, Lord God, in the ministry that you've entrusted unto her, Lord God. Continue to use her boldly and mightily, Lord God, that she continue to bring comfort, Lord God, that she'll continue to share and spread the good news of your gospel over the airways, Lord God, in the glorious name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're evil and we know that you're good. Asking you, Lord God, to bless our family and our loved ones, near and dear to our heart. Please never mind, Lord God, that at the sound of my voice, and release your joy, release your peace, Lord God, in the glorious name of Jesus. Bless our families and our loved ones, Lord God, everyone that is near and dear to our hearts. And we're thanking you in advance for everything you're getting ready to do. In Jesus Christ's glorious name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Tustin. Minister Tustin, I'm going to pray for America, and then if you could pray for Ms. Ludell and the bereaved families that she asked about.
Yes, ma'am.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful that we live in the land of the brave, the home of the free. And sometimes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we feel that our country, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, is under attack from within. But, Father, every enemy in our camp, we ask you to arrest them with the power of the Holy Ghost. Every enemy that's in our camp, oh, God, we root them up and root them out in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against America shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Every secret Markache, every evil secret, every evil mission to bring our country down, Markache, we root it out. We say cease and desist your actions right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for you ruling and reigning in our nation. You are the ruler. Oh, Markache, we have a president, Markache, we have a vice president, House of Representatives, mayors of every city, Congress people, Lord, you know all those in high-ranking offices, Lord God. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for protection from the east, the west, the north, the south of our country. Makashere, oh God, call those calling women, those cunning women, those women that could get a prayer through to pray for our nation, to stand in the gap for America, Lord God, to be on assignment, to see in the spirit what's ahead, Makache, so they'll know how to pray. Those women whose eyes can gush out tears, who can get a prayer through you, Makache. And Father, we thank you that our country is coming back to you. Thousands, let revival come back to America like never before. Let America be revived. And Lord, we repent for every way we're out of order in America, every way we've denied you, every way, Lord God, that we've said that you are not the true and living God. Forgive us every abomination that this nation has committed. Forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. All iniquity in our nation, forgive us, Lord God. All sins, transgressions, trespasses against you, oh God. Every presumptuous sin, forgive us, oh God. Every evil, wicked way, forgive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, we pray for a covering for America. We plead the blood of Jesus, the precious blood that you shed. We plead the blood of Jesus over every city, every state in our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every enemy on assignment to attack our nation, we cut it off at the root in the name of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon formed against America, this great nation you birthed us in, shall prosper in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, every lying demon rising up in judgment against America is already condemned in Jesus' name. So, Father God, we cover every city, every state in our nation with the blood of Jesus. We thank you for hiding us in America under the shadow of your almighty wings. Every territorial demon on assignment to destroy our nation is already cut off and condemned in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare no civil war will break out among states against states, cities against cities, even war inside the city. We cut it off at the root. We thank you that we will not rise up against one another, but we will rise up together as a unified nation, as a holy nation, as one nation unto God again. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Amen. Amen.
You come, dear Lord, once again in the glorious name of Jesus, praying, Lord God, that thou will comfort the hearts and the minds of the bereaved family, Lord God, those that have lost loved ones, Lord God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. For, Lord God, give us that assurance, Lord God, for we know your word is true. For, Lord, you told us that to be absent from the body is to be present from the Lord.
The right.
So Lord, where can we go to escape you? For Lord, as David said, Lord, if I make my bed in hell, you're there too. So Lord God, let us run the race that is given us, Lord God. Let us seek you while we're still alive, Lord God. Let us devote our hearts, our souls, our minds, our bodies to you right now, Lord God, while you're yet to be found. But Lord, comfort us right now. Give us that assurance, Lord God. Be with us, Lord God. For Lord, you said, they that mourn shall be comforted. For Lord, we rest in your word. We trust in you, Jesus. We know that you're able to do anything and everything but fail.
But fail, sure enough.
Lord, we're asking you right now to lift the spirits, Lord God, of those that have lost loved ones, Lord God, those that are troubled in their spirits, Lord God, whatever the situation may be, Lord God, we know that you're more than able to do what is needed and required. So, Lord God, let your light shine bright within them, Lord God. Give them the comfort that they need. And, Lord, as you do it for them, Lord God, we'll be ever so careful as to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory in Jesus' glorious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody have any closing remarks, anything they want to say before we close out? It's closing time. Bible Storyland. Excuse me. We will not air again. We'll be off for a couple of weeks until January 27th. Our church is having its church anniversary in St. Mary's, Georgia, Kingdom City Church. Pastor Brian Korn, you are all invited to come starting Wednesday all the way through next Sunday. Look forward to seeing you all then. Anybody have any closing remarks before we close out? Anything you want to say?
Happy New Year.
Where did you say your meeting was going to be?
Where did you say your meeting was going to be next? Oh, when we're going to get back on again? The 27th. I'll call you.
No, I'm talking about, I thought you was going to a meet. Say you was going to a meet.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We're having our church anniversary. It starts Wednesday through next Sunday.
Where?
St. Mary's, Georgia, 45 minutes from Jacksonville.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. It's close to Jacksonville. Yes, ma'am. Karen, what'd you say?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you all.
Yes, Happy New Year to everybody. May God bless, continue to hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. But you already know that God loves you more than I have the capacity to do so. So don't forget to praise the Lord thy God every day. Don't forget. Every day. Wake up. Lay on your bed and meditate about the goodness of the Lord.
Yes,
so I thank God for you. God loves you so much. He sent Jesus to die. So don't forget, Jesus is interceding for you on the right hand of the Father. So don't forget, pray. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And praise the Lord continually. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth. Love y'all.